Well, it's still Saturday afternoon on January 16th, and this is kind of a follow-up to the explosion of variant sequences, in part due to the S-drop approach for clinical labs. And there was one set of samples that kind of stood out this afternoon. Most of the newly reported cases came from media reports or government labs, or they're really media reports of results from government or state labs, I should say, more specifically. And since the sequences, new sequences were being reported so quickly, I double-checked GSAD to see if there are any new U.S. sequences. And there actually were two sequences. One was listed as being from Oregon, and that would be their first case. And the second one was listed as California, which was odd because in both instances, the sequences were submitted by the University of Washington. So sometimes, that can happen where they get samples from other locations, but it's a little bit unusual. And for them to have submitted two samples, both of which were from other states, one of which was as far away as California, seemed very odd. Now, one of the problems of these sequences that are reported by the clinical labs is they'll frequently not have a whole lot of information, which was the case for both of these. They didn't really give the age or gender, and they didn't give any real information other than the collection date. And the collection date was actually the same on both of them. And I've subsequently double-checked, and the sequences were the same on both of them. So I didn't know really where to put either of them initially. And then reports started coming in on the Oregon case, and it said they were that case was from Washtenaw County, and so I could place that one, but there wasn't anything about California. I didn't think it was from San Diego because San Diego had, 30 some odd cases and they were all being done by Helix. And they were using the S-drop. And this wasn't done by Helix, but they were using the S-drop. So, just a few minutes ago, in fact, right after I did the last recording, there was a report of a case in California, and the case was actually in Los Angeles, and it was Los Angeles's first case. But with a caveat, the case wasn't really in Los Angeles, the case was from Los Angeles, and he had gone to Oregon and had been tested in Washington. Now, they said he was tested at Quest, and I don't know if this pathology lab actually sent a sample off to Quest to do the PCR test, and that's possible, but Quest's name wasn't listed on the characterization sheet. But the lab was in Bellingham, Washington, and the University of Washington was in, I think, Seattle, was in Washington. And since the sequences were also identical, I'm pretty certain that the sequence of events was that the California case was from Los Angeles. He was infected in Los Angeles. He went to Oregon. He infected the person in Oregon. And then they both got tested in Washington because probably because they have the sequencing lab in University of Washington, And yeah, I don't know what the condition of the two were, but it was clearly one. Well, I think it was probably clear that one infected the other, and they sent both samples up. So both samples were collected on the same day, and both samples were identical. And I'm pretty sure the Oregon case is a contact of the Los Angeles case, but the contact was in Oregon, and they were both tested in Washington. They're both on the map. The one from Oregon is on the map in Oregon, and the one who was in Oregon but was probably infected in Los Angeles is in Los Angeles, and the sample does say California. So I've upgraded it to Los Angeles, California, and they're both on the map, and probably by the time I get done, there'll be a lot more information on Los Angeles's first variant case. And there's been a lot of speculation that there was a variant there because they were having so many positives, although there was a lot of sequencing coming out of Los Angeles that were not the variant. There are no variant sequences from California prior to, well, other than the ones that are known to be in San Diego or two in San Bernardino, but there were no unexplained cases, particularly in Los Angeles. So there are no Los Angeles variants, except for this one. It doesn't say Los Angeles, but I'm pretty sure that that is who I placed in Los Angeles, and the sequence is identical to Oregon.